Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Lisa, why is it so many people hold the opinion that quitting is the same as giving up?
Yeah, it's an interesting label that I think is really given to us by society. As you said, a lot of us have been raised to kind of set goals and persist at them until you see them through. And there's something about changing plans or setting a new goal that requires quitting something that has this really negative slant to it. But it turns out that it's a pretty important process of setting and revising our goals.
Was there any link between perfectionism and, well, the anxiety that many people feel around quitting?
Yeah, look, there are lots of experts in perfectionism. I do think that there is a link between people needing to execute tasks perfectly and that actually coming to impede their ability to finish a goal altogether. So even separately from the question of quitting, perfectionism can really stand in the way of getting through the goal process broadly.
And I guess one thing as well that impedes quitting is that sunk cost fallacy, where you feel like you've invested so much into something, you just don't want to quit it.
Sure. I think all of us are guilty of that. Even if we recognize that a sunk cost is happening, it's really hard to disengage from something that people have invested in. But what research suggests is important to do is to kind of check in on what you're doing on a regular basis in terms of your goals. And that reality check, if you will, can reveal that sometimes you're putting your efforts towards things that, one, aren't working out, or two, even if they are working out, maybe they're not making you happy or giving you fulfillment in a way that's best for you. And then from that, you can identify the goals that you need to quit or disengage from or give up or whatever label you want to put on it, so that you can redirect your efforts towards something new that might be more productive.
Right. Well, you previously suggested that the WHOOP framework for achieving goals, changing habits and quitting activities. Could you just explain what this WHOOP framework is?
Sure. So this research is from Gabrielle Ettingen, who's a German academic. And so WHOOP is W-O-O-P, and it's kind of just an easy way to remember this framework. It was originally developed as a way to set goals, and each letter stands for something. So the W is to set a wish or choosing a goal. The first O is outcome, which is visualizing what you want to happen. The second O is obstacles, which is visualizing the things that might stand in your way to seeing that outcome happen. And then the P is for plan, working out how you're going to overcome the obstacles. So it's a very practical way. You go wish, outcome, obstacles, plan. And that framework helps you very concretely think about the goals that you're engaging in. Now, what's kind of interesting is that the WHOOP framework can also work for disengaging from a goal, right? So if you identify a goal that you need to set aside or stop pursuing, you can use the outcome, obstacles, plan process with that. It's more just about disengaging from the goal rather than engaging from the goal.
Right. Well, one thing that I find, especially when I decide to finally just quit something, I do kind of look back and think, was that the right choice? How do you kind of mediate that anxiety?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of emotions at play when it comes to goal setting and goal disengagement. So some of my own work has looked at the pride we feel when we accomplish a goal or the admiration we feel when we see other people accomplish their goals and what that does for us. But of course, goals can also be the source of anxiety. And I think what an interesting avenue can be in this case is actually to use a social network as a sounding board. Because a lot of times other people have insight into what might be making us happy or unhappy and help us talk through, even if you're using that WHOOP framework, you can talk through your plans with your peers, friends, family members, and having that support or having them echo the same thoughts you're having may serve to reduce the anxiety of letting go, you know, dealing with that stigma of quitting something.
Well, I kind of going on that point, like when I am on social media, it is that kind of mediated view onto someone else's life. So it does kind of feel like they do have all these plans that we're not really achieving just yet. How do you mediate something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of research to suggest that social media can be a bit of a two-edged sword. So on the one hand, social media can be a great place to be inspired, right? To have that admiration of the amazing things that everyone is presenting. But the negative side is that it can lead us to make what are called upward social comparisons that are negative. So basically, we see everybody else performing so well, and that makes us basically feel not so great about ourselves. There's also research to suggest that people are presenting a rather idealized version of themselves on social media. So we all edit, whether that's literally editing photos or broadly editing by choosing what we post online. It suggests that medium is a place where maybe it's not really reflecting reality. So if you can make it work for you by identifying things that inspire you, that's great. But if it's also a source of these negative self-feelings by comparing ourselves to everyone that looks so amazing, then maybe that's something we want to avoid.
Right. Well, I'm definitely going to take that on board, definitely try out that WHOOP framework, and hopefully, you know, definitely not going to quit to SER, but maybe a few other, you know, maybe quit some junk food. Maybe that might help me.
That's right. I'm sure we can all find something we are doing that we should probably quit.
Exactly. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.